So the Bible says Eve, the mother of all living, right? And so that's pretty much on the earth is what it's talking about, really. And so on this earth, the machine, the material realm, matter. What's the matter? Matter is what's the matter. The machine, the Mason, the free Mason, the free Mason. The Jesuit, Jesuit, Jess. Just type in Jess. Just type in Jess. You'll see. She's got the tattoos, and she's the free maid. She's the queen bee. It's a new serpent. What happened to Eve is happening in the earth. Eve believed the wrong and received the wrong spirit. There's one channel I watch. I watch him about every day. He's a new age person. I just like to see what he has to say. And I listened to him. He says, well, you can just move to your next identity or something. And he said, well, you got to work. You got to do. I get up at 6 o'clock. I do this routine. I do the meditation. He does his routine. It's a ritual. He does his ritual. He doesn't even. It's a nice fella, but he doesn't even realize. And there's some stuff that he's got. But he don't even realize he's in a religious but lost. He's in the new age guru movement, the self-enlightenment instead of God. You have to cry out to God. You have to say, God, Lord, Jesus, what's going on? And he'll reveal it to you if your heart's right. You gotta be serious, because when you realize what's going on, you're going to have to look at yourself. The only reason you had a narcissist in your life is you were narcissistic. The only reason you had a Jezebel in your life because you had a Jezebel, had some Jezebel need to be cut out of you. So if you want the truth, you're going to have to face off with God Almighty, and he's going to have to cut out some stuff. Some Disneyland, Disney World. You know, I saw somebody today that had an adult. She has Disney. She's all involved in Disney and fantasy world, you know. She wants the Disneyland. She wants Disneyland, and that's what she's got. She's living Disneyland. That's what she wants. That's what she's got. Disneyland. Why do you think they give you movies and Disney World and all that stuff? It's all fake. The flesh mind wants the fake. They don't want to face off with the reality of what we're in. I mean, think about it. I'm going to eat. And I'm going to get me some chopped steak at lunch. So something had to die. Get some baked potatoes, corn. That stuff was produced, reproduced. Eve, the mother of all living, it was produced from the ground. It was livestock, a cow. It had to be killed. The cow had to be killed. So what does that point back to? That points back to Jesus going to the cross and dying for us, that we might have eternal life. And so the cow had to die so that I could have natural food, sustenance in the natural. Jesus died that you might have sustenance in the spiritual, which applies to all dimensions. The physical, the mental, the natural. Jesus went to the cross and died to give you sustenance. That's why he said, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. Because if it wasn't for him, this place couldn't even exist. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Everything's a typology after what he did at the cross. He had to go and die. He had to become a sacrifice. That you might have eternal life. So those animals have to die, that you might have life when you eat your food. to point back to the cross. Just like I said, the people burning in hell have to burn forever as an offering, a burnt offering, pointing back to what Jesus did while he was, when he split space-time. He's a great high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He understands everything that you're going through. Everything.